Today, we're celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany, and the Feast of the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is one of the oldest of the Christian feast days. It originated in the eastern part of the church. And that word epiphany means, it comes from a Greek word meaning to reveal, or to refer to a manifestation of divinity. And this feast day originally commemorated four events. The Nativity of Christ, you know, with the announcement to the shepherds in the fields, the visitation of these magi, the announcement of this newborn king as they entered Jerusalem, which got the entire city in a ruckus. You know, Matthew tells us that Herod was greatly troubled and all Jerusalem with him, meaning power was being threatened. The third event, which we'll hear next week, the baptism of the Lord. And the fourth event was Jesus' first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana, those four events. But eventually, all of those events became separated on the calendar. The Christian tradition has held that the Magi are the first fruits of God's promise of salvation to the entire world. So the message of the Epiphany is universal salvation. And yet, there are still many questions surrounding these events, surrounding these individuals that the gospel calls the Magi, where they're from. Some people think that they come from a priestly group in Persia who were renowned as astrologers, their ability to interpret dreams. And other people think maybe they came from Arabia. So it's open for discussion. We're not really sure where these mysterious individuals came from. And what did they hope to find in this newborn king? So this whole incident, this account of this visitation, is surrounded by questions, all of which are rather mysterious and unanswered. What would have told them that this star was such a universal sign of importance? Right? The gospel says they came in search of the newborn king of the Jews. They had seen his star at its rising. But before the star could convey some kind of message, there had to have been some expectation, some promise, some prophecy that they would have heard. And of course, the Jewish expectation of a Messiah was famous. It was well known in the ancient world. But among many ancient people, there was the thought that the arrival of an important person would be premised by the appearance of a star, his star. Okay. But where do these people in the East hear of this expectation? They came looking for the newborn king of the Jews. And then there's the star itself. That itself is surrounded by mystery. You know, people ask, was this a real astronomical event? Or was it some kind of divine apparition? You know, even John Chrysostom in the 4th century, he wrote that because of the course the star traveled, it couldn't be a common star, or maybe not even a star at all. But that doesn't mean that the star didn't appear either. And people shouldn't dismiss the idea of the star simply because its appearance has a theological character to it. For hundreds of years, astronomers have tried to figure out an explanation for this star, right? Johannes Kepler in the 17th century was an astronomer, and he calculated between 6 and 7 BC, there was a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and Mars in the sky. That was his explanation, right? And that conjunction has been confirmed by others. But I think that today, if we look at these events in an analytical manner, I think we can get wrapped around the axle about details and data and inquiry and entirely miss the point of the events. Because sometimes we treat events like this as problems to be solved. Problems to be solved. We try to find the causes and effects. You know, where did the star come from? Where was it located in the sky? And who are these magi, or others call them astrologers, or magicians, or kings? Who were they anyway? Where did they come from? How could a star move this way? Right? People try to explain away miracles, mysterious events. But a miracle is mystery. It cannot be explained. If we focus on those kinds of things, we completely miss what God is revealing to us in these mysteries. Right? To seek the mysteries behind the events is far more important than data and scientific inquiry and probing the way we like to do today. Right? Because the Magi weren't there to confirm a rumor or an observation. They were there to reverence this newborn king. They brought royal gifts with them. So, let me suggest that we should revel in these mysteries, ruminate about them in our minds, reflect upon them, think about them, and not lose the point that the Epiphany is not a one-time event. It's a new beginning for the human race. These wise men or magi or astrologers, whoever they are, they show us the way. Now all of humanity can move toward Christ. They show us that all of us are in this story. All of us move and seek Him out. So if Christmas is all about God coming and living among us and seeking us out, then Epiphany invites us to join the procession of these mysterious visitors, the Magi, to seek Him out. To seek Him out. The God who comes to live among us, Emmanuel.